Hello, neighbors. Welcome to season 5 of The Stoners Next Door with your hosts, Aaron and Maul. Remember to kickstart your weekend here every Friday with critiques of some of the craziest posts by your next door neighbors from around the country.
This is Aaron.
And I'm Maul. Let's get started.
All right. You got one here to go.
Okay.
This is our last episode of this season, so we'll see you next year. Lord. Sometime around 420, we're thinking.
Okay. Good one. Yeah. Can anyone recommend or not recommend any of the following OBGYNs in the Agora Westlake TO area?
Agora. I don't know
Agora?
Where that is.
Do I don't you? Even know. Huh? No. Westlake. This has got to be up in Seattle area, right? Westlake's
I'll
in
look.
Seattle.
No,
okay.
I'll look
you will Google that for us. I'm limited to someone in network for TRICARE Select. Never even heard of that insurance, so good luck. Which is why I'm sending this list rather than asking for general recommendations. Thank you, doctors. So here are the doctors' questions. Renew Sabnis, Angela Valley. No way. No BGYN named Lauren Hyman. Melda Teo, Christian Field, Abby Urinak, Alice, no way, Allison Peck, Amy Jones, and lastly, Bonnie Beaver.
That sounds like bullshit.
Bonnie Beaver.
This is a gynecologist.
Oh, Bonnie Beaver. Okay.
Yeah.
It's possible.
It could be.
How long?
I mean,
people have weird names. I had a boyfriend whose name was Bob Upward, which is. You know, it's kind of a funny name. It's like, it's not like crazy stupid, like a Simpsons one, but it's still funny.
Yeah. Okay, I like this one because they caught on. Lauren Hyman is the contender. Oh. So we have a Dr. Hyman and a Dr. Beaver in the contention for this gal's gynecologist. And then, this guy's got to be like, you know, just learning how to tell jokes. I personally would recommend Dr. Seymour Bush.
Bruh. Yeah.
That one's been around. And then Sally says, don't pass by Bonnie Beaver.
Of course not.
It's so funny. I love Dr. Tara Cheryl Fave. And I think she was in there as a contender. Rachel, whatever you do, do not go to Dr. Phil McCavity. He's not the right doctor.
Phil McCavity. Bill McCavity.
Oh my God, that's good. Good, good, good. Oh, Lord. Personally, you can't go wrong with looking at a vagina. Jeez, people.
That was bad.
So bad, so bad. Oh, and then, of course, don't forget Mike Hunt. Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's of course, totally that was, out of The Simpsons.
Right? Okay. And that's pretty much good.
Okay. So, here's one. It says, if I have kids, but I don't like them, can I let them go outside? And that was reposting of Karen's post that says, it's 105 degrees out. And this is in Del Campo Park. I don't know where that is, but it sounds maybe it's in Phoenix or LA or something. Yeah. And it says, it's 105 degrees out and there's a bunch of kids playing basketball on my street. I can't believe their parents let their kids out in this heat. It seems irresponsible. I hope they're getting water breaks and the parents are monitoring them for heat stroke. If you have kids, leave them inside.
Oh my God.
And so, in response to Karen, K-A-R-I-N, people are replying to K-A-R-E-N. And it says, Suzanne, my parents in the Mesozoic era, let me play in volcanoes while they enjoyed their mastodon and cocktails. Good. Where was the love? And says, a real Karen, K-A-R-I-N, which is how she spells her name. And David says, take them cool and refreshing Bartles and James wine coolers. And Courtney says, think of the children.
Oh, you know, Lord.
As of course we are wont to do during these times of warm temperatures.
All right. So here's the cold read you just handed me. Some of it's redacted, but I received a text threat claiming to be a member of the Cartel de los Zetas. See the copy of that text message below. The person that texted is a local number. Has this happened to anyone else? What should I do? Should something like this be reported to the police, or is it just nonsense? So it says, this is the text. Hey, motherfucker, my name is Emiliano, redacted, member of the Cartel de los Zetas and pimp of the domestic sexual service house I've been calling you. Pimp of the domestic sexual service house. I've been calling you because you've been speaking to one of my girls, which offered you her service, and you only made her lose her time. I've implanted you a fee, which you must pay. If you don't pay, you and a couple of your family members will lose their life. Don't try to block me or turn off the phone because I have your address and your family's too. Call me to work something out in good manner. Sure.
Yeah, why not?
So this person is asking if this is real. Now,
oh, it's not real.
Does this person, I mean, here's how you can tell. Have you stiffed a prostitute anywhere?
I have.
Okay, so
sure,
that
why not?
Definitely would tell you. William says, now I'm confused. Does the Hoover broad work for the cartel? Do they operate out of room service?
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
Out of room 126, is an upside down pineapple involved? I probably need to contact the manager next door and ask nicely that they reduced my fee.
Totally lost.
To only post about dryer sheets, dog poo, and sexy jeans. That's funny.
All right. So okay. David says, I am looking for someone to do an in-home sausage making demo for 12 people in mid-August.
Ugh.
Catherine says, is the guy from room 126 available? And Rose.
What's in room 126?
I don't know. There's
That's
some
so weird. There's we some connection. That out.
Yeah. Rose says, oh, is that what we're calling fluffers now? And William says, oh man, I am so tired of seeing posts about sausage making demos on Nextdoor every damn day. I can't open up the app without 5 or 6. It's enough already. And Craig says, dude, read the room. No one wants to see how the sausage is made.
You're going to need a stronger stomach if you're going to be back in the kitchen seeing how the sausage is made.
Exactly.
And Justin says, is sausage stuffing the new Tupperware? And Reagan says, that sausage definitely has an upside down pineapple in it.
For sure.
Myra says, sausage demo for a dozen was the first gangbang movie I ever watched. Spoiler alert, they use every part. So bad. I can't even read more.
Yeah, that's gross. All right, Aaron just handed me a cold read. And it says, it's 8:50 p.m. and I just saw a man walking his white horse on a leash.
Yes, another leash. Horse. You're on the horse theme. There you go. Not on a leash.
On the sidewalk.
What does that mean?
Because it's not a leash. They have a halter and a lead line. Oh, so clearly this isn't a horse person. Anyway, yeah. So walking this horse on a leash on the sidewalk of Contra Costa Boulevard by Ace Hardware in Pleasant Hill, I notified the Pleasant Hill Police Department. What the fuck?
Thank God.
God. David says, dispatch, you said a white horse collar. That's right. Dispatch, it's probably fine then.
Of course. Good.
But officer, he had a horse. How is this not a police problem?
Exactly.
Oh, God. Tris says, obviously this is not in Texas. We had a bull running down the road in our neighborhood a few weeks ago.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass.
Fortunately, a guy on a horse, not sure if it was white, was able to lasso him and get him a home. No police involved.
Yeah.
It ends
in a nice way.
You're right. Sorry, neighbor. That's just my Prince Charming and his white horse. I've been waiting a long time for him. P.S. Don't worry. He has poop bags. And then this is good. 1 down, 3 to go. Get that one of the 4 horses from hell. Oh, Lord. All right.
Okay. So, to the youths who threw the water balloon on us at North San Pedro from their black car, because the car was going 30 miles an hour or so, and the balloon keeps that speed as you throw it, you have to aim further in front of where we were standing to successfully hit. Maybe consider some physics when school resumes. Good luck.
I like that. I like the tip.
It's like, dudes,
learn. Well, now I'm going to go school, try it.
Go to school and fucking learn something if you want to actually hit my car when it goes under the overpass, right? So people reply, Stacy says, as MLK Jr. said, the arc of the water balloon needs to be longer so it bends toward the moving car. Well, I don't know why she said MLK. She's assuming that these youths were black, probably, right? Isn't that what she's doing?
I don't think so. I think she's just trying to be cool. MLK? She knows who MLK is.
Oh, okay. So anyway, so she makes that weird reference, but it's like, pay attention, like use some science. And then Michael says, high school physics class enrollments would grow exponentially if they included the dynamics of water balloon trajectories in the curriculum. Why not?
Why
the hell shouldn't they?
I think they should.
If you want to hit a moving car off the side of a bridge, here's what you need to do. Teachers.
We are raising our next generation of vandalizers.
They're vandalizing right now. I had my tires and my wheels stolen off my car when I was parked outside work at 7 a.m. And there were people driving by, watching. No one did anything. It took them 7 minutes to take the wheels and tires off my car. Thank you, Portland.
Right.
I'm getting rid of my car now.
Well, I know, but anyway. You're going to have a driver. I like that better.
But it's, when you add it all up, it's cheaper.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Whatever.
Okay. Tana says, I joined next door with the best of intentions that led to the path to hell. Mm-hmm. Unsubscribed and best of luck.
Bye.
And then Myra, one of my favorite Walt Whitman poems.
Yes.
I love it. And then Joe says, I love when they join the group with hope and optimism.
Oh. And then they just like crash.
Right. And then it's Mercedes.
And listen to Mercedes.
We love Mercedes. The road to next door is paved with bags of dog shit and HOA rules.
Yes.
That's true. Oh,
so here's the last post for this season.
Okay.
It's not particularly idealistic. It's just normal.
Okay.
Just a bland, normal post on Nextdoor, but it just randomly happens to be. Oh, it's not the last thing. Oh. You get the last thing. So I have the next to last thing. It says, I'm done asking for recommendations on this site. 3 cleaning ladies were all a bust. One went home sick. The other sent her daughters, and the last one canceled on me 3 times. And our gutter guy recommended has failed to show after 5 cancellations.
You're fired! And
someone says, that sucks. I'm a cleaner on another website, and before they started charging for everything, and someone says, your husband is my cousin. Leave mine alone. What the fuck? And then someone says, bro, what? Your husband is your cousin. You're drunk.
Yeah.
And then
that doesn't even make sense.
Says, I heard the gutter guy is the cousin. Rachel says, Tom makes an appearance again. And then, what is OP? Is that the operator?
Original poster.
Oh, may I have the contact numbers for the 3 cleaning ladies that were mainly bust? Because I would like to contact the 3 cleaning ladies that were mainly bust.
Yeah, could have said largely bust.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay. Something.
All right. Okay, this is the last post, and it is someone who is reposting something. And he says, well, Joe is in a mood. And then Joe's post is, I'm folding laundry while listening to Christian.
Yes.
Funny to me, but
I know. Why?
Folding laundry while listening to Christian.
Well,
music.
Hello.
Because Jesus anytime I'm.
Loves you, this I know. For the Bible tells me so.
Because and anytime folding I'm folding laundry, I'm in a valley so low.
Oh.
Who wants wants to come over and help. I'm going to make something to eat and jump in my spa after. Let's fill her up.
Will you be alone or will Jesus be there with you?
I think Jesus is always with him.
Oh, that's so just, sweet.
Jesse says, if he wants more bubbles in that hot tub, he's going to need to can the Christian music.
Yeah.
It's such a turn off. That's too funny. Fold a fitted sheet and chill. How romantic. And folding laundry. So many euphemisms I'm learning on Next Door.
I know, right?
It's so true.
Come on over. Gosh. Let's fold laundry.
Listening to Christian music.
All right. Well, we'll see you until next season, which starts in the spring. I'm Aaron.
I'm Mo.
All right. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.
And before we leave you tonight, a special shout out to our sound engineer, Adam Michael of Achromatic Film and Sound, for doing all the hard work behind the scenes, bringing you each and every episode. As always, remember, no matter where you live or what you do, please be nice to the stoners next door, because you never know who they are.
The Stoners Next Door is a production of Aaron Douglas Enterprises, LLC.